So we're in the middle of learning Hilchos Chala, and we are slightly deviating out of Yerodea into Orach Chaim. Hilchos Yontif, Siman Tov, Kuf, Vav, Dine, Lisha, B'Yontif. The halachos of being Mafrish Chala on Yontif. So this is a sugya in Hilchos Yontif, comes up in Maseches Beitza. Now, okay, so we're going to do Tav Kuf Vav, Sif Gimel, and Sif Dalet. So the Gemara in Beitza, and Daf, Lamid Vav, Amid Beis, is a Mishnah. Lamid Vav, Amid Beis. And it goes through very many Isurei Derabbanan, that the Mishnah says, if it's Asur on Shabbos, it's Asur on Yantif. And it tells us, you can't separate Shumas and Maestras. That's the Din of Yantif. Kavachomer on Shabbos. So that's paskind at the end of Chelek Gimel Mishabura, Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shilma Mites. Velo Mafrishin Trumos Umaisros. You can't separate Trumos Umaisros on Shabbos. Now Chala is a type of Truma. In the Mishabura, it actually seems to be in the wrong place, but the Mishabura over there in Sifkat Chav Hey gives us two reasons which are actually going to be very important for understanding our sugya. The two reason is, one, shudome kimakdish osam peirosh ifrish. When you separate trumas and maisis, it's like, it's almost like being makdish something. And there's an iser to be makdish on Shabbos, v'lo makdishin. Okay, that's also discussed over there in Siman Shin Lamed Tes. Mishabura discusses it, Sivkot and Chav Gimel. So it's like you are being makdish the trumas and maisis and the challah. That's one. Va'od. You're fixing it. I can't eat the cucumbers. Now I separate trumas and maisis. Now I can eat the cucumbers. So I'm fixing it. So we have two reasons. One is that it's like I'm being makdish the trumas and maisis. Or we could say challah. Perhaps they were separating. And the other is that it was kind of broken in that I wasn't allowed to eat the fruits and vegetables. Now I separate. Now I am allowed to eat them. So I kind of fix them on Shabbos. So that is aser on Shabbos. And the Mishnah says it's aser on Yontif. Now, the Gemara in Beitza, on Daf Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph, explaining that Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav, says that the iser of separating Trumas and Maisras is when it became Tevel and Chayiv in Trumas and Maisras before Shabbos. But something that became Chayiv in Trumas and Maisras on Shabbos, and the Gemara gives an example, could go on Isa. Now on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to knead dough. That is one of the Lamentas Melachos, is Lisha. But on Yantif, I am allowed to knead dough, and I'm allowed to bake the dough and make the bread. So if it became Chayiv today on Yantif, because I needed the dough and I'm making bread on Yontif, which I'm allowed to do. Go isa la frushim mina chala mefarshina mafreshina biavina lekohen. But since the chiyuv set in today, today I take the flour and water. Today is Yontif. I take the flour and water, mix it together, knead it, make a bit of braid it. Okay, braiding is a separate discussion. We're not going to get into that now. I make a bread and I put it in the oven. Okay, I'm allowed to separate challah because the chiyuv was chal today. The chiyuv set in today. But if the chiyuv set in yesterday, I baked yesterday, either I made a dough yesterday or I baked the challah yesterday, and for whatever reason I didn't separate challah, then I'm not allowed to do it today on Yontif. I had to do that yesterday. That's the Gemara Beitza Daf Lamed Zayin explaining the Mishnah and Beitza and Daf Lamed Vav. Now, it's not clear if that Gemara is talking about, we've already discussed a number of times, that there's a difference between challah and separating challah in Eretz Yisrael. Challah is Eretz Yisrael, challah is Chutz La'aretz. There's a difference, we have a number of differences, which we've been discussing. So, is this Gemara talking about challah is Eretz Yisrael, or is it talking about challah is Chutz La'aretz? Okay, put that on the side. Now we have another Gemara in Beitza, bottom line of Chesam and Beis, onto Tes Amet Aleph. The Gemara says, Bayas Amar Rabba, some have a Girsa Rav, some have a Girsa Rava. We'll just, I guess, use Rabba. Amar Rabba, Gilgal Isa Me'erev Yantif, if you made the dough on Erev Yantif, Mafrish Mimena Chala B'Yantif, you're allowed to separate the Chala on Yantif. even though you made it yesterday, you're allowed to separate it today. So says Rabba. Why? I can't be mafresh chumas and ma'isis on cucumbers. So Rashi explains that the challah is different. Because if you were to make the dough today on Yantif, you'd be allowed to separate challah. So if you made the dough yesterday, you're also allowed to be mafresh challah. That's what Rabba says. Avu adishmu alamar, no. Afil giga isim erev yantif, ein mafresh mirenechala biyantif. If you made it erev yantif, you're not allowed to be mafresh chala on yantif. So you have a machlokes amuraim between Rabba and Avu adishmu. If I made the dough today, everyone agrees I'm allowed to be mafresh chala. And you have to say that because it can't be a halacha. I'm allowed to knead dough on yantif. And I'm allowed to bake bread on Yantif, but I'm not allowed to be mafresh challah, then I'm not allowed to eat it. So that can't be. So obviously I'm allowed to do that. What about when it's made on Erev Yantif? I could have taken care of it Erev Yantif. For whatever reason, I didn't. Rabba says, it's okay. You can do it on Yantif. Avu Yishmo says, no, you can't. Big machlokas. Okay. Then the Gemara thinks that the Avu Yishmoel is arguing on Shmuel. Or rather, Shmuel, the son, is arguing on his father. Because Shmuel holds that Chalas Chutzlaretz, and this we've learned in Yoredeya, and this is how we paskin, I'm allowed to eat first and separate later. Chutzlaretz has a special leniency. Eat first, separate later. So if I eat first and separate later, so I'm not fixing. If I'm not fixing the dough, I'm not fixing the bread, because I'm allowed to eat it anyway, so it shouldn't be usher. To which the Gemara answers, Amar Rava or Rabba, Mila Modesh Moshim Karla Shem Shashud Lazarim. If you're going to call it a shame chala, it's going to be aser. It's going to be chala. It's true, you're not fixing anything. But you're calling this piece of dough or this piece of bread chala, that turns it into truma. It's now aser Lazarim. You've done something significant. Now, the machlokis over here seems to be those two opinions that we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Shabbos. What is the problem of separating Trumas and Maaseres on Shabbos and Yantif? Is it that I'm fixing the fruit? I can't eat it until I take care of it. I'm fixing it. If that's the case, by Chalas Chutzlaretz, there's no problem. I'm not fixing it. It's not broken. I'm allowed to eat it. Eat now, separate later. So I should be allowed to separate right now. But if it's like you're being makdish, that which you separate, so then it should be aser, even chalas chutzlaretz should be aser. It's true I can eat now, and it's not quote unquote broken. It doesn't look like I'm fixing it, but it looks like I'm being makdish this, I turned this into chala, it has the status of truma, it's off limits, I'm not allowed to eat it, and yeah, burn it, give it to the kohen, so I've done something significant. So these two reasons brought down for Shabbos, I was very excited to see that today, is the Nekuda Samachokas, that is the point of contention over here in the discussion in the Gemara. Now, it seems from our Gemara that we're talking about Chalas Chutzlaretz, because they go on to talk about Chalas Chutzlaretz. Okay, now, when the Torah brings us down, he says as follows. One who needs dough and yantif, he's allowed to separate challah. Okay, that we said. If it was needed erev yantif, I made it erev yantif, I made bread. So he says in Eretz Yisrael, everyone agrees that you're not allowed to be mafresh challah on yantif. If you made it yesterday. In Eretz Yisrael, everyone agrees it's aser. In Chutz La'aretz, where I'm allowed to eat first and separate later, so is it mutter aser? So that would depend on the two reasons. If the problem is that it looks like you're fixing it, it's not a problem. You're not fixing it over here. So the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ravid say, you're not fixing anything. So I can separate challah on Yantif, even though I made the dough yesterday for challahs chutzlaretz, because I'm allowed to eat it. So therefore, I'm not fixing anything. That's the opinion of the Rach and the Ravid, that you're allowed to do it. Paskening like Rabba. And the Rif and Rashi say that you're not, and the Rambam, the Rif and the Rambam really say that you're not allowed to separate. Why? Because it's like you're makdish it. It's like you're making a kodesh. It's true. You're not fixing the pears. But that which I call challah has a status of challah, truma, I'm not allowed to eat, it's off limits. You've just done something super significant. And therefore, it's going to be usher. So we have a big machlokes over here. By Chalas Eretz Yisrael, everyone seems to say that it's Aser. By Chalas Chutz La'aretz, we have a Machlokes Amorai Min Beit Zadav Tes, and we have a Major League Machlokes Rishonim. Now, the Rif, when he says that it's Aser, even though he didn't say it so explicitly, but everyone says he says it's Aser. He says, the halacha is like Avuah de Shmuel, that you're not allowed to be mafrish challah today on the produce, on the dough or the bread from yesterday. Why not? So the Rif says, look at the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin. That's what we said on Lamed Zayin, explaining the Mishnah Lamed Vav. You know how to separate Trumas and Maisers. You know how to separate challah. That's if it's made yesterday. If it's made today, it's okay. But if it's made yesterday, you're not allowed to do that. Says the Rif, you see from there, black on white. So it seems that there are different girsas in the Gemara over there, which I'm not going to get into because I didn't see the different girsas. That's A. B, come along the Rosh and the Balamor. They say, wait a second. Rabbeinu Alfasi, how could you bring a proof from over there? Beit Lamed Zayin is commenting on a Mishnah. A Mishnah, the Mishnah is written in Eretz Yisrael. That's Chalas Eretz Yisrael. That's why, if it was made yesterday, you're not allowed to separate challah. You're fixing the dough. But over here in Daf Tes, we're talking about challah's chutz la'aretz. In chutz la'aretz, you're not fixing the dough. So therefore, there's no proof from Daf Lamed Zayin. That's talking about challah's Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's aser. It was made yesterday. It's aser imafresh today on Yantif. But that's no raya to bait to Daf Tes, which is talking about challah's chutz la'aretz. Challah's chutz la'aretz, I'm allowed to eat first, separate later. It's a different ballgame. And therefore, Chalas Chutz La'aretz is no raya. The Rif wants to say, halacha is it's aser even in Chutz La'aretz. And he brings a raya from Eretz Yisrael, says the Rosh and the Balamor. Other Rishonim support the Rif. So, but the Rosh and the Balamor say that no, there's no proof. It's true by Chalas Eretz Yisrael, you can't be mafrish on Yantif if the dough or bread was made Erev Yantif. But in Chutz La'aretz, where anyway it's not Tevel, I'm allowed to eat first and separate later. So there in Chutz La'aretz, that's Daf Tes. There we can pass like Rabba, and you can separate Challah on Yontif, even on dough and bread that was made on Erev Yontif. So that is the Nekuda Samachlokas or whatever. That is another one of the discussions over here of exactly how to Paskin. Now, there's another discussion, which we discussed in Becharos Daf Chav Zayin, which relates to Yoredei Shin Chav Beis. And that is, in Chutz La'aretz we said, eat first. Okay, it's not really so relevant, because basically, there's a big machlokes we saw Rashi Tosus. Eat first, separate later. Says Rashi, eat everything until the little bit that you want to be mafrish. Let's say the shear is a kazayas. You eat until the last kazayas. That last kazayas becomes challah. You're just not going to say harezu challah until after yontif. That's what Rashi understands. And Tosfos and the Rosh disagree, and they say, no, you have to separate, challah means separating A from B. I have to leave over that kazayas plus something else, and then after yontif separate the kazayas from, so there'll be something left over. Tosfos says, minamukov. The Rosh says, it's not a problem in Amukov, it's only a din in Shareha Nikarim, there's something left over. Okay, but we don't pass like Rashi, and therefore it's not really so relevant. But according to Rashi, it's going to be a problem even to eat first and separate later, because you're not even separating. Whatever you're left with, poof, that becomes the challah, because you're allowed to eat until the last kazayas. That last kazayas automatically becomes challah. That's also going to become problematic, but it's not really relevant for us. So, that's a side point. Okay, let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. We are in Hilchos Yontif. Chelek Hei Mishabur. Siman Tov Kuf Vav Sif Gimel. Halosh Isa B'Yontif. One who makes a dough on Yontif. Yochol Lahafrish Mimena Chala. You're allowed to separate Chala. Look at the Mishabur as if cutting in Zayin. Yochol Lahafrish. Afla Gad Deimak Bein True Muslim Isis B'Yontif. Even though you're not allowed to separate True Muslim Isis B'Yontif. We shouldn't deny Kimisakein. It looks like you're fixing the dough. Oh, Kimakdish. Or it looks like you're being Makdish something. I hear you have the same two reasons. I actually missed that point. Same two reasons that we saw in Shin Lamites. He says over here. Bilash b'yantif lo gazer. When you make the dough on yantif, Chazal did not make the gzera. Okay, and then he goes on to say, And again, it's for obvious reasons, because I'm allowed to bake dough, I'm allowed to bake bread, fresh bread on Yom Tov. So Chazal have to allow me to be mafresh challah, otherwise I can't do it. Fine. Vayta. Look back upstairs in the Shulchan Aruch. Tavku vav gimah halash yisib yantiv yachal av shemen echala ulalicha lekohen. There's a whole discussion in Beit Adaf Yubayz are bringing it to the Kohen. It's not relevant nowadays. We're not going to discuss it. Then the Ramah adds, shari vafil efrisha me'atmol. He says, even if you separated the challah yesterday, today I can bring it, or shumas amaisa, I can bring it to the Kohen. Fine. We're not discussing that. Unfortunately, not yet relevant. Aval isa shini lo shab erev yantif, but a dough that is needed on erev yantif, oser lafrish mimena chala biyantif. You're not allowed to separate chala on yantif. Now the mechaber here again doesn't discuss: is he talking about chalas eretz yisrael or is he talking about chalas chutz laretz? He doesn't tell us. If I need the dough on Yantif, I can be mafresh. If I need the dough Erev Yantif, he says it can't be mafresh. Look at the Mishmar Sifkotun Chav. Also lahafresh. I made the dough yesterday. I made the bread yesterday. It can't be mafresh. Says the Mishmar Sifkotun Chav. The A might be in Chumas from Isis, Bishavas from Yantif. I'm not allowed to separate Chumas from Isis and Yantif. Hechi de Tvili Me'etmo. When it became Tevel yesterday, when the dough was made, or the bread was made yesterday. V'chanav Sifkotun Yuzayin, like we saw in Sifkotun Yuzayin. If it was kneaded or baked yesterday, Erev Yantif, I can't be mafresh on Yantif. Says, continues in Mishabura, v'afilu b'chalas chutzlar tadin kein, paskening l'chumra. Even chalas chutzlar, you're not allowed to be mafresh on Yantif, even though you're not fixing it. Why are you not fixing it? Because it's like you're makdish it. Because the challah that I separated becomes off limits for the Tzar. And it's like I'm making it hektish on Shabbos, which I'm not allowed to do. Look at the Sharatzian Ois Chav Zayin. Kaposkin Kavua Dishmuel, like those that passing like Kavua Dishmuel, Vafilu Bechutzlaretz Pligi, the Machlokas over there is in Chutzlaretz, and we're passing the Chumrah in Chutz La'aretz. V'chein hiskim ha-rashba, v'chidushov, v'avodas ha-kodesh, v'chein pasak pri-chadash. The halacha is that it's aser even in Chutz La'aretz. Now, there are mekilim in Chutz La'aretz, as we just said. There's a major league, machlokas rishonim. The mechaber here, just as aser, doesn't differentiate. And the mishabura paskins that even Chutz La'aretz, it's aser. Okay? However, we're going to see tomorrow, next time we learn, that there's, we don't have to look for leniencies over here. Because by Chalas Chutzlar, by Chalas Eretz Yisrael, seems like there are no leniencies. Chalas Chutzlar, there's a lot of Rishonim say it's mutter. But I don't have to rely on that. Because I have a very simple Eitzah. Eat what you want, save a little bit for after Yontif, and from that you'll be mafresh. So why do I have to bend over backwards and violate these Rishonim? The Rishonim say it's Aser, the Rif, the Ramba, and go Lakula. Go Lakula maybe when I have to. There's a real good reason, which we'll see next time, that there are cases that will be a good reason, and there maybe we will go Lakula. But in a regular case, there's no reason to go Lakula because you can eat first and separate later. And therefore, I don't need to rely on the lenient opinion. So this is the first half of Tav Kuf Vav Sif Gimel.